curling stones are made of granite, but only two quarries in the world, one in Wales and one in Scotland, produce the unique type of granite that's required. A fine grain and free of quartz. This unique stone has three times the impact resistance of regular granite. The quarry tries to avoid traditional blast mining because that fractures the stone. Instead, they locate flaws in the rock face and pry chunks off of it with an excavator. This chunk weighs about 20 tons and is the size of a small car. The next step is to divide it into more manageable slabs using a thick cable cutter with abrasive rings made of diamond particles. A large pulley system moves the cable against the rock at high speed, and the diamonds slowly wear through the granite. Avoiding flaws and weak points, workers trace circles the size of curling stones on the best quality areas. The cut slab then moves inside the quarry building, where this core drill's diamond cutters bore right through the slab, excising a blank that will become a curling stone. The blanks weigh almost 60 pounds apiece. Workers lift them out with an industrial strength suction cup, then transfer them to a container bound for a curling stone factory in Canada.